From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Catalina Garcia. A 10-foot-tall bronze statue stands in honor of Julia Tuttle at Bayfront Park in Miami. She holds oranges in one hand and branches with tiny flowers in the other. You may know Tuttle as the mother of Miami, the only big city in the United States founded by a woman 123 years ago this week, actually. As WLRN's Katie Lepre tells us, Julia Tuttle may have to share that distinction with another mother of Miami.
Julia Tuttle traveled from Cleveland to South Florida in the 1800s to buy land in a swamp.
She was the one who convinced Henry Flagler to build a railroad all the way down to Miami.
Logan Jaffe sent us a question as part of our Palm Readers project. You ask questions about South Florida, we answer them.
I was curious to know what Julia Tuttle, what she saw in the place. I imagine there wasn't much going on and that it was kind of a swamp at the time. That would later become the city of Miami.
So we called a bunch of local historians. I met Paul George at Julia Tuttle's house in Loomis Park in downtown Miami. Her home was actually picked up and moved there after she died. Tuttle first showed up here in 1875 to visit her parents.
She came from Ohio. Cleveland was a woman who married young. She had visited her parents here who were homesteading, somewhere where today's Miami Shores is located.
When her mother died and left her a little bit of money, her father had died, she came down to South Florida and purchased 300 acres on the north bank of the Miami River.
This is Miami historian Arva Moore Parks.
And when she moved here in 91, there's a great description that said this woman from Cleveland came in on a barge with her two adult children by then and all her belongings and began to plan her vision for the city of Miami. So when she came here, it was still very much a wilderness.
Tuttle started writing to Henry Plant. He was building railroads on the west coast of Florida near Tampa and in central Florida, too. Tuttle wanted Plant to extend his tracks across the state. She wrote to him over and over.
So when that failed, then she turned and went after Flagler.
Henry Flagler was a Standard Oil millionaire, and he was building railroads, too, on Florida's east coast. Park says Tuttle started writing to Flagler, trying to get him to extend his railroad to Miami.
She sent him letters, and he said it's a crazy idea. And even when he was in as close as Palm Beach, he was still telling her it was a crazy, 65 miles away, still saying it was a crazy idea.
Remember, Miami wasn't a city yet. The reason Tuttle wanted the railroad here so much?
She imagined it as a port city. She also predicted that. It'd be the great port in the Southland, you know, connecting the two continents. She never gave up on Flagler. And then
she was blessed by Mother Nature. The great freeze, there was one on Christmas Eve of 1894 and one in early February, and Miami was undamaged by it.
Paul George says Tuttle knew. This was her moment.
She sent the orange blossoms up by way of James Ingram. So
Flagler's number two guy on the railroad.
So Flagler could see proof that this place, at least at that point, was frostproof. Why not move a railroad down here? Why not open up a hotel? Why not make this a tourist center?
It worked. The railroad came in 1896. The city of Miami was incorporated a few months later, in July, and Julia Tuttle became known as the mother of Miami. But in 1958, Jane Wood wrote an article in the Miami News. Wood's daughter was Janet Reno, the former U.S. Attorney General. In that article, Wood referred to Julia Tuttle as Miami's other mother, meaning there was someone else in the picture. The headline of that article was Women You'll Remember, Mary Bulmer Brickell, a mother of Miami. You'll probably recognize the Brickell name from Miami's financial district. Mary and her husband William, also from Cleveland, by the way, were pioneers in Miami. So, did Miami have two mothers?
One big question to ask is there room, and I believe there is, for a co-mother designation?
That's historian Cesar Becerra. The Brickells were here 20 years before Tuttle settled on the north bank of the Miami River. They had a trading post and a post office on the south side. Now, Flagler needed the land that both Tuttle and the Brickells owned so he could connect his railroad to Key West. That had been his plan all along, a train to Key West. He wasn't even thinking about Miami. After all, Miami wasn't much back then. And then Florida's Great Freeze of 1894 and 1895.
And Miami was undamaged by it.
The story goes that Flagler worked out a deal with both women. to use land each of them owned for the railroad, according to historian Arva Moore Parks.
It was Julia Tuttle that got Mary Brickell to add land to the Flagler donation to help get him down here. So it helped talk him into coming.
By the way, the city of Fort Lauderdale came out of this deal too. Mary Brickell owned that land and wanted to see a town there. Brickell's role in the founding of Miami is being reconsidered by some, but not Moore Parks. She sees Brickell as having played a supporting role to Julia Tuttle.
She's the mother of Miami, and Mary Brickell is not.
So Mary Brickell deserves some credit for Miami becoming what it is today, co-mother with Julia Tuttle or not. I'm Katie Lepre in Miami.
This story comes to us from a listener. If there's a topic you'd like WLRN to investigate, visit us at WLRN.org or text us at 786-786-7826. That's the number 786-786-7826. This is WLRN News, and I'm Catalina Garcia.